Church is you showing up at the meeting. You're getting the assignment. I'm preaching to you the Bible. I'm giving you God's command. This is your work order for today. This is where God is sending you. God is sending you out daily in the temple and in every house. They cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, the Bible says. You see, I'm here to give you the work order. I'm not the head of the church. Jesus Christ, the head of the church. I'm not the boss here. I'm the owner of the company is up in heaven, as it were. The president of the company, the CEO, he's up in heaven. See, I can't believe you compare it to a business. Well, didn't Jesus say I must be about my Father's business? And so the CEO is up in heaven. I'm just the foreman. That's all. I'm the foreman, okay? You're the journeyman, you know? And then when you go out soul winning and you have the silent partner, that's your apprentice, okay? And so it's like that. It's going out and doing it. You say, why, compare it to work? It is work. Son, go work today in my vineyard. Now let me give you some scriptures. Revelation 22:12. You don't have to turn there. Turn to Ephesians 4. And while you're turning to Ephesians 4, I'm going to give you some other scriptures on this subject of work today in my vineyard. You see, we always want to put things off. You say, well, once I get my ducks in a row financially, then I'm going to go out and win souls and get people saved and serve God with my life and bring forth fruit. Your ducks will never be in a row financially, especially in this economy, especially the way things are going. But you always think, and my whole life, there have been so many times where I always felt like I was about to turn the corner financially. Man, I finally got things straight. And then, you know, something bad happens, some catastrophe happens. I've never had my ducks in a row financially to this day. Never. I mean, just when you think, oh, I got a plan, I'm going to have it all straightened out, I'm going to be secure, I'm going to be moving my life, it always falls apart. But you know what? I don't care if I die without a penny to my name, without two nickels to rub together, with nothing, in debt, messed up. I want to die having won souls to Christ in my life, and it's not even going to matter how much money I had or didn't have. You waste your life worrying so much about getting your finances just right, or, you know, getting your house just right, or getting it decorated just right, or getting it repaired just right. None of that even is going to matter someday. You got to, whatever your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it is, man, stop everything and get out there and serve God no matter what. And someday when all your problems are gone anyway, and your problems won't even matter to you anymore, you'll be glad that that's what you spent your life doing, working for God, not laboring for the meat which perisheth. Not laboring for gold and silver and laying up your treasures upon earth, where moth and rust have corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust have corrupt and where the government does not break through and steal. Where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I don't want my heart to be in this earth. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, the Bible says. I don't want my heart to be at Wells Fargo. I'm not going to leave my heart at Bank of America. I don't want my heart to be at J.P. Morgan Chase. I don't want my heart to be at Washington Mutual. I want my heart to be in God's house in heaven. The temple not made with hands in heaven. That's where I want my heart to be. So that's where my treasure is. And you know what my treasure is? You know what my reward is? My glory, my hope, my crown? The people that I've won to the Lord that are going to be up there. Then we'll rejoice together.